We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I am very, very happy to welcome our guests into the studio. We have kind of a cool connection through another band that was here a while back. Actually, a couple of other bands. There's kind of some cool intersections there. We'll talk all about that and get to know these guys here in just a moment and let you know how you can go see them at Canal Public House. But first, we're going to have some live music from members of the Jamie Subtle Band.
Can you help me think I got a disease? He's got a red guitar and ripped up jeans. I can't sleep at night, no, I can't even breathe. Without that blue-eyed poison creeping into me. I hate to admit it, from the first it appears. Now he's a habit that I gotta breathe. Feather fire on my lips and started touching my hips. Now he's a candy-coated favorite mistake. I should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight ahead. Should've seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. Hey, 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 hey. When you say it, girl, you better get on your knees. Beg the good Lord to save you from this evil thing. Beware of that boy, he'll tell you nothing but lies. But the woods were dripping honey in a James Dean disguise. I should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight ahead and back. I should have seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. Should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight ahead and back. I should have seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. He's a tall drink of fire, but he goes down easy. To whatever I desire, he knows how to please me. And now you won't find me anywhere. Unless a Tennessee flask can take me there. I should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight ahead and back. I should have seen the sign by the way that you, but it tastes like sugar. I should have said no, I don't know how to act. Tell you where to go, straight ahead and back. I should have seen the sign by the way that you kiss me. You taste like sugar, you burn like a whiskey. Hey, 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 hey.
Members of the Jamie Subtle Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, all of you.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Very happy to have you guys here. So, Jamie, are you one of those people that has been singing your whole life, or?
Yeah, you could say that. Some of my earliest memories are singing. I'm actually from Eastern Kentucky, the deep, dark hills of Eastern Kentucky. And I have many memories of singing, church hymns, Loretta Lynn, anything really I could get my hands on, I would sing. So
very nice. Very nice. Was songwriting sort of always in the mix, or was music always a dream of yours?
To the chagrin of my mother, songwriting has always been a part of my life, and I've always kind of written what I saw and what was kind of going on, just about anything. So that's always been a huge, huge part of me. It's honestly a big, I guess I would say, therapy for me, really, is songwriting, just getting it all out there, and yeah, so huge part.
When did you first say this is something I want to do and I want to put it out there for other people, not just sort of, writing songs for yourself and singing, in church choirs and along
right,
to other music?
Right. I would say that when it became real for me, I grew up in church, and a youth pastor, when I was maybe in fifth grade or so, I was having a lot of issues. You know, if you listen to the record, you'll hear a lot of personal stories on there. And I think when it became real for me was when he kind of said, why don't you write all of the stuff that you feel out there, because you're not the only one, and maybe you need to kind of share that gift to get other people through it. So that's kind of when it became real for me, and I started thinking about those things. So then through high school and things like that, I started getting more into it. So
is that an intimidating thing, or is it an empowering thing to sort of put yourself out there in that way through your songs? I know that, you know, on the one hand, it's a great release, but on the other hand, you know, when things are so close to you, is that hard to sort of put that out there for everyone to hear?
Absolutely. It's like having your journal read aloud, and something that I'm experiencing now for the first time, you know, having this record out there, is looking out in the audience and seeing people singing those things back to me. And it's, you know, oh my gosh, these people know these songs, and they're taking these lyrics and doing what they will with them. And that's a very humbling experience. And also, you know, we've joked around a lot, especially with this album and everything. You know, my husband is in the band, so if I'm writing about us, it makes rehearsals kind of, you know, songwriting sessions a little awkward from time to time.
This is that Fleetwood Mac thing happening.
Exactly.
There.
Absolutely. One of my favorite bands of all time. So, for that reason.
I've learned a lot about their marriage.
Yes. Whether they wanted to or not, yeah. it kind of all gets out there. But yes, it is empowering, and, you know, knowing that if people care to listen to what you have to say, you know, they're getting something out of that, or, you know, you're speaking into their lives as well, you know, even giving advice when you didn't mean to. And it was more of me just saying what I think should be going on, you know. So it's a lot of responsibility as well. And I take it very seriously. So,
well, I want to talk a little bit about the record. But first, tell me about your band. We've got two of the members in the house. We've got your husband, Chris, and then Aaron, who I know from playing with Megna as well. Yeah. How did the band get put together?
Well, I think it was obviously by default, since I'm married to her. She said, by the way, you're playing this stuff.
It's convenient.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron plays drums. We've been working together a lot on other studio stuff for a while now, and so it made a lot of sense. Also, the other guys in the band we play with a lot at church, and we played with they're great studio musicians as well, and I've used them a lot in the studio, so... they're excellent at what they do, and they were easy to come by. They work for cheap.
That always helps. So I know you have a studio, Chris. So mm-hmm. did you do all the recording for
yes.
the album?
Yes.
What was that experience like, sort of getting to keep the project so close to home rather than having to, you know, go out and find the right engineer and all of that? Did that make the process easier?
In some ways, yes. But in some ways, you know, when you're sort of working for your wife, you don't want to screw it up. So I had to, you know, make sure it was, you know, what she wanted. And it was a very unique experience from any other project, because a lot of other projects, when I'm done with them, you know, I get to move on. Whereas this one, I'm still with it, you know. So it's been really cool, though, and I have to say I've enjoyed it a lot.
And even on a daily basis, you know, with other projects, he can walk away from that at the end of the day and just take a break. And for us, you know, there's a lot of just kind of compartmentalizing our lives and not bringing things home and kind of separating all of those areas. So. Mm-hmm.
Did you find that having the songs so close to home, did they evolve more over the studio process, or did you kind of go into the recording sessions knowing, like, these are the songs in their final format, we're just committing them to tape?
Well, I think... what I've learned a lot throughout my time doing music is to let the experts at what they do what they do. So we would come a lot of times with just a skeleton of a song and just let the band put their stamp on it and let Aaron do what he does and let Nathan, who plays bass, you know, bring his influences to it and let the band be a band. And I think that is what adds a very unique sound to it all, because we weren't telling everybody exactly what to play. We let everybody to kind of do their own thing.
And everybody is so, everybody has so many different genres that they're into and so many different styles of inspiration. So the way that this all kind of came together was really cool.
It was kind of neat because really the band that recorded this record, we've recorded two or three other records for other artists. This is almost the exact same band that recorded the Megan and the Majority album. And this is almost the exact same band that recorded an Al Holbrook record.
Oh, nice.
A few years back. So we all kind of, and each one of those records was recorded very differently. Al, we recorded pretty much on the spot. Magna, we prepared a little bit more. And this band, we prepared a little bit and then kind of got into the studio and started throwing ideas out. So we didn't have to pay for studio time, so it didn't really matter. So we could be creative inside the studio. And
the truth comes out.
Hey, if you've got it, go for it.
Yeah. I didn't have to commit anything to memory. Just record it right there, and it was done for me.
That does have to be kind of fun. Just in thinking about those three projects that you were talking about, Aaron, three different projects, yet all, you know, have this through line of great music, and how great to be able to bring bits and pieces of the two prior experiences in and sort of, you know, play on your strengths with this project.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, and now we're kind of all to the point where we know how everybody works, so we can really just kind of go in and just get it done.
Jamie, for you as the primary songwriter, what's it been like to sort of hear these songs once the guys in the band sort of make their mark on it and put their own musical influences onto what you've sort of laid the groundwork for?
I mean, honestly, it's an awe-inspiring kind of journey, just because, I mean, in my head, they sound a certain way, and then they all bring so much more than I could have even envisioned for them. So, you know, if it was me, it would probably have been just me and Chris playing acoustic somewhere with candles and at a coffee shop or something, you know, and then they all kind of brought this really cool sound to make the Jamie Subtle sound what it is, and I'm just very grateful. It's been a really cool experience with these guys.
You're welcome.
Well, in talking about that sound, I think that's the perfect cue to hear another live one if you guys are ready. We're going to chat more with these guys here in just a moment, tell you how you can go see them on Saturday at Canal Public House with lots of our musical friends, and we'll tell you how to connect with them online, all of that good stuff. But I think they're going to play another live one for us right now. We've got members of the Jamie Subtle Band in the house, live on Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Small town church on Sunday, granny in the pew next to me. And she's praying about one day, and the girl that I'll turn out to be. Dolly's up singing hallelujah, hearing those in the pages turn. Preacher said, bow your head, and that's where I stayed till I learned. Be a fighter and stand up tall. Always be a soft place to and pay no mind to fame or glory. This is my life, and this is my story. Daddy was killed by the bottle, I'm not killed to be free. Survivor, an angel watching over me. Everybody's got a little darkness, but there's sure to be a light up ahead. Listen to your heart and the ones who walk this road before you. Be a fighter and stand up tall. Always be a soft place to pay no mind to fame or glory. This is my life, and this is my story. Never saw a moon that wasn't blue. took the hand of a music man. I better have it figured out by now, so I can teach our daughter how to be a fighter and stand up tall. I'll always be there when you fall, and pay no mind to fame or glory. This is my life, this is my story, this is my life, this is my story.
Members of the Jamie Settle Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I take it that one's the title track from
Absolutely.
The from the album.
You got it.
If people want to get their hands on that, how do they do so?
Just go to jamiesuttle.com, JAMIESUTTLE.com. You can get to iTunes through there. You can buy the hard copy on there through Facebook, facebook.com/JamieSuttleMusicPage. That should get you anywhere you need to go.
Excellent. And we've got those links up on the show's Facebook page, facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, you guys have a great show coming up this weekend at Canal Public House. Tell me about that.
I don't really know anything about it.
Well, yeah, we're playing. Let's see. We're playing with Cherry Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds, the Cricket mm-hmm. Bows, and Jordan Hall. So it's our actually first time back since they changed to the Canal Public House. I'd played there tons when they were Canal Street. Always have great shows there.
Very cool stage, very cool sound.
They've expanded the stage. And
the lineup's going to be really neat.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, that's going to be a great night of music. All those bands are really great friends of the show. Very, very cool mix of music there happening. Moving forward from this weekend, what does the rest of the winter and the spring look like for you guys? Are you going to be trying to get out on the road, or just kind of staying pretty regional, or kind of seeing what comes?
As of now, we're staying kind of local. I'm hoping to make a few more trips down to Nashville to kind of see what's going on down there. But on March 7th, we have an awesome show coming up. We are opening for Shooter Jennings at Odd Bodies.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Very cool show coming up there.
Yep.
That is most definitely something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the rest of the year, are you hoping to continue writing and start working on whatever the follow-up may be to This Is My Story, or just kind of wait and see?
I think we have a few singles that we're talking about releasing here soon. One of them we're going to play for you guys in a little bit.
Oh, exciting.
A brand new song. So, yeah, I mean, I'm always writing, always looking for a new one to kind of start on. But, yeah, we've got some stuff in the works, so hoping
Very
to just
cool.
keep recording, keep writing, keep getting our name out there, and play some good shows.
Nice.
Yeah, unfortunately, she never stops writing. So that,
it's a little overwhelming. And I did just go to Nashville last weekend, and for some reason, just being there in that space, it's just very creative
yeah.
and inspiring. So I come home, and I have all of these ideas. And, and you know, my daytime job is pretty inspiring as well. I work at Wright State Theater.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm around a lot of creative people. And
that's just some good energy flying around.
Absolutely it is. I'm very lucky with where I'm at in life.
It's forcing the rest of us to be creative. And that's
right,
not,
right.
That's not my strong suit.
That's not a bad thing to be pushed in that way.
Yes.
As a writer, are you someone for whom the lyrics come first, or do the melodies come first, or is it a little bit of both, kind of depending on how the song wants to come out?
It's a little bit of both. Normally, you know, a lyric will kind of hit me in the face, and then I'll just kind of build a melody around there, and it just kind of all falls into place. I don't really know where it all comes from, but, you know.
Abusive lyrics.
Yes. When I'm angry, you can usually tell. And it's great that I'm in country music because, you know, I can
have an outlet.
It
actually all comes from the shower because she does all her writing in the shower. And
I
water
do
bill
start
is so
a
high.
Lot. I start a lot of songs in the shower and in the car. So, like, the most inconvenient places. There's really no way to write things down. So,
I know a lot of novelists who have the exact same problem, actually.
So there's a lot of, you know, getting out of the shower, trying not to get my iPhone wet while I'm trying to write things or type things
in.
You
need shower markers.
I do.
And then you just take a picture of that when you're done, and then you're good to go.
There you go. You could
come on,
make a million there. Bucks marketing
it
I that
tell
way
you what. In. If I knew more about marketing, I might be able to make a living at it. Yeah.
Well, this guy says that he's not creative, but he's actually doing a lot for us. Aaron actually created our website and the album cover that you see with the awesome truck blowing up. and we're working on a T-shirt. So T-shirt design coming soon.
Yeah.
I keep him really busy. Yeah. And there's, I keep him out of trouble and really busy writing new songs and doing all of the above. So
that's good for him.
it's got to be nice to have somebody in the band who can kind of, you know, help with those business things. Sometimes that's where it can be a real hang up is, you know, you want to do the creative side of it, but there's also the business to be done to get the music out there.
See, absolutely. I don't think it's by accident. I think she's
what's really funny about this whole thing. I mean, it is kind of crazy, and I'm totally thankful and grateful for where I'm at. I mean, my husband owns the recording studio and he does all of this recording and mixing and producing. And then Aaron, of course, with all of his amazing talent. And then Jamie, who plays keyboard, you know, he does a lot of video stuff for us. So he created the trailer that's online. And I'm just here and all of these things, you know.
We basically work for brownies and pasta.
Yes, I cook a lot. You know, I'm a Southern woman. I cook a lot for my band guy.
That's
like,
true.
I can pay you in fried chicken and whatever. But, you know, I feel very lucky, and I feel like, you know, it's a really cool place to be.
I mean, you get a lot of free meals out of the gig, so I'm not complaining.
Can't complain
I had a meal
that,
on the way over here.
On the way here, there was.
I had mashed potatoes. Green bean casserole and some fried chicken.
Hey, that's perfect.
It's not a bad night.
So I do want to ask you about the trailer. What was that process like to sort of, you know, see your music in that format or sort of translate your music into that format? I know, you know, a trailer is slightly a different beast than a music video. And again, going back to the novelist thing, I know a lot of people who are doing book trailers. And it's kind of an interesting experience putting it together. What's that been like for you?
It was great. I mean, it was a great way to kind of get the meaning of some of the songs out there and kind of the process that we all went through in creating the music. It was a great way to get that out there before the record came so that people could kind of personalize everything that we were doing. So that was a really neat process, and I was really excited when the idea kind of came about. And we are talking about doing a music video, which will be a totally new experience, I know, but the trailer was cool because we could talk about, you know, different songs and, you know, how we write and things, just so people can kind of get to know us better.
And I know, as a studio guy, I love seeing, you know, behind the scenes footage of studios, and so I wanted to make sure we include some of that in there because I just like that kind of stuff. I think it's cool.
Yeah, definitely. For a certain type of music fan, there's a big connection there with that sort of behind the scenes look.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, is there anything else people ought to know before they get their hands on this album and before they come out and see you guys Saturday night at Canal Public House with all these great local bands?
Well, they should know that it's our niece and nephew. It's their birthday this weekend, and they're twins.
Oh, man.
So I told them I would tell them happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Addison and Fisher. So,
happy birthday.
That's the important
yes. That is important. Yeah, yeah. Got to get that in.
They're listening down in South Carolina right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Yeah. I hope we're not talking too fast for them.
Hope not.
All of the Southern jokes that I get, you know, that's, to be expected with this group of guys.
It's an easy target, but it's also kind of scary because we'll make Southern jokes and she'll be like, you know, that's true. Our family does do that. They do shoot each other. So.
Jamie's actually, you're a Hatfield, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Half of the lovely Hatfield and McCoy debacle.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. There sounds like there's a song or like a concept album in there somewhere.
You
maybe.
Know, we're working on it. Yeah, but that also it's great because they know not to cross me.
There
yeah,
you go.
We only go so far because we don't want to end up like a McCoy. So, yeah.
Hence, like the truck blowing up on the album
exactly,
cover.
Exactly.
Yep. That was. I'll tell you how that happened. I was working on the art a little bit, and I sent Chris just sort of a rough draft. He goes, "That's pretty cool. You should light the truck on fire."
And so you did.
I don't know if he was serious or not. I just, okay, let's do that. So we're keeping it now.
Hey, it works. It yeah. works. Well, you mentioned you've got a new one to play for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, brand new. We just debuted this actually last weekend at Peaches. So, yeah, it's good times. Well, I guess the week, yeah, last weekend. Oh, time is escaping me.
Indeed.
Yep, this is a brand new song. It's called Flame.
Of the Jamie Subtle Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Get the album. It's called This Is My Story. We've got links up to get your hands on that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Also there, you will find information on how to see these guys Saturday night at Canal Public House. They're performing alongside Jordan Hull, Cricket Bows, and Cherry Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds. It is going to be quite a night of music, so go out and experience some amazing live music. Guys, thank you so much for being here. This was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Be sure to check out the Jamie Subtle Band, all the links on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is 91.3 WYSO.